Support for WPR comes from Stoughton Health, an independent community healthcare organization, treating acute mental health disorders in adults age 55 and over, accepting many insurance plans. StoughtonHealth.com. Support for WPR comes from Luther College in Decorah, Iowa. Academic scholarships are automatically offered to eligible students upon admission, and all Luther students receive some form of financial aid. Luther.edu.
We are having a special one-day Tuesday edition of our Week in Review this hour. We will welcome in our political guests, John Sharpless and Joe Winicky, to talk about recall candidates, GOP presidential candidates, the new mining legislation in Wisconsin, and the payroll tax cut debate in Congress. But first, the one-day Tuesday part. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio during this end-of-the-year micro-mini-pledge drive. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Joy. Well, today, with your help, we can meet the important goal of finishing 2011 strong in just one day. Every gift makes a difference right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Here's the big picture for the day. We are looking for 4,000 pledges by 7 o'clock tonight. About 3,500 to go. It's a long road, but we can make it with your help at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your support now pays for the programs that you listen to on Wisconsin Public Radio, and it helps keep the fun drives short. Be a part of One Day Tuesday and give as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, it's like a statewide town hall. It's where people come together to hear about topics and issues they care about, to ask questions, to share information. And because you benefit from this community, we're asking you to help pay for it. Your support is a very important piece of what makes the Ideas Network possible. Be a part of this great tradition with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving just takes a couple of minutes of your time. You tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give to Wisconsin Public Radio, and how you'd like to pay for your pledge. Consider using your credit card. It saves time, postage, and paper, and it puts your money to work right away. No matter how you choose to give or how much, take those 2 minutes right now, won't you, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
In just a moment, you'll hear from John Sharpless and Joe Winicky about some big state and national political issues. Discussions like this are possible because of your financial support. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right, three pledges so far this hour, but we have a goal of 160 pledges. So keep Wisconsin Public Radio strong. Make your gift now. Help us reach this goal. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Here's a preemptive New Year's resolution you can take care of in just 2 minutes. You want to support your source for information and entertainment? So do it right now. Make a gift to WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio before because you didn't think you could give enough to make a difference, please think again. Listener donations make up more than one-third of our budget, but that doesn't mean we're asking you for some huge gift.
That's right. Many first-time donors give $5 a month for their WPR listening. You decide the amount that works for you, and please know it really does make a difference for us. Don't put it off any longer. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Luann from Deerfield, who said, "We are grateful to Wisconsin Public Radio for filling our days with intelligent news and conversation and entertainment and music. We turn your station on first thing in the morning and we listen all day long." Thank you very much, Luann. And thank you if you are a listener to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now, please do support us during this end of the year pledge drive with your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And before I'm done here for now, Joy, I'll remind people there is a special bonus. Your tax-deductible year-end gift helps us pay for the programs, and it gets you entered in an iPad drawing. So make that pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, I think we should mention that a little bit more often, that that not only are you helping to pay for these programs that you value and supporting Wisconsin Public Radio, but your pledge will enter you into this drawing, and someone is going to win a brand new iPad. Yep. So keep it if you want. Give it away if you want, but that's a nice incentive for your pledge of support. Help us reach this goal. 155 pledges to go at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks very much, Rob. We'll talk to you in just a bit. Time now to welcome in our One Day Tuesday Week in Review guests. John Sharpless is a professor of history at UW-Madison. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also joining us, Joe Winicky, the former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, and happy Friday to all of you. I mean, wait, 8 o'clock, isn't it?
8 o'clock.
Right, we have 7 o'clock on Tuesday.
Joy, I got to admit, I walked by Celery Hall 15 minutes ago, and there wasn't a single light in that dormitory on.
They're sleeping. Everybody's asleep except our listeners, who are happy to hear you. You two are truly among the favorite, if not the favorite, pairing now for our Week in Review. John's shaking his head. He doesn't understand this.
It's early, John, right?
We're the political comedy team.
get along too well.
But we are glad to have you here to talk about what we thought we would do is just sort of cull from the news of the day and pull a number of topics from state and national headlines. And we thought we would start with one big state issue that is in the news, legislation that was unveiled last Thursday in the Assembly, the subject of a public hearing in the Milwaukee area tomorrow. It's a bill that would make it easier to open a big iron ore mine near Ashland, Wisconsin. And I'm wondering, Joe Winicky, if you have any problem with this proposal to streamline the process and to make it faster.
Well, I'm actually not all that anti-mining. I mean, we are a state that's on the flag, but once again, the Walker administration and this Republican leadership in the legislature seems to just thumb their nose at the citizens of Wisconsin. This thing has been talked about for a year. It was introduced last week. It's having a hearing, I think, is it, you say tomorrow in Milwaukee, and they're doing that because they want to get organized labor behind it. The mine is near Mellon, not Milwaukee. So maybe they should go up there and have the hearing. And second, if it's a good idea, and it might be, why not give it the light of day? Why ram this through, especially when you see that the owners of the mine gave Scott Walker $10,000 in the last campaign, which is the legal limit. Why ram it through? Why make questions out of something? I believe we can have and probably revise our mining laws that both help create jobs and preserve and protect the environment. What's wrong with that?
Anything wrong with that, John Sharpless?
We're off to a bad start.
I know, we're agreeing, aren't we?
I agree with Joe. I do know that a lot of business people in a lot of sectors of our economy complain that state regulations are clumsy, that it's difficult to get permits, not simply in mining, but a host of areas.
May take too long.
And that it's time-consuming. It's time-consuming to a point where I think we do drive away industry. And I do think there needs to be a reform of our business legislation in general when it comes to permitting. One comment on mining. Modern mining does not generate a lot of local jobs. There's an initial moment when you're putting in roads and they're setting up the operation in which local people are employed, but multinational mining operations bring in most of their employees. It's very technical now. They've reduced labor to a minimum to anticipate that part of the state, which is desperate for jobs. Up north, the unemployment rate is often twice, three times what it is down here. To anticipate big employment opportunities from a mine like this, I think they're going to be disappointed.
And one other quick point, that area does need jobs. And at least some of these jobs, I think, would be good jobs. And I'm not even saying I'm against it. But be careful what you ask for, because in this case, this is basically an open pit giant mine in Iron County. Well, what is the other big business in the Northwoods.
It's tourism.
And be careful what you ask for.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can attract people to look into an iron, a big open pit mine.
With the Grand Canyon.
But not only is it Furriston, but forestry. Both forestry and tourism can easily be at odds with mining. And so it's something, I think Joey is right, you've got to be careful here about your trade-offs. There is a mining tradition in the northern part of our state that's been neglected. I think many of those people look back to those days with some nostalgia. I understand why there's pressure for this bill, but it does seem to me that an opportunity to debate it openly for a while and think about it rather than rushing it through might be a good idea.
The hearing is tomorrow at 10 o'clock. It'll also be the subject of our big question debate tomorrow between 7 and 8. We have Democratic State Representative Brett Halsey of Madison and Republican State Representative Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst in northern Wisconsin as our guest during the big question debate tomorrow between 7 and 8.
Neither one represents the mining area.
Well, you know who who does represent the mining area is State Senator Bob Jelk of Poplar, and he is the subject now of a potential recall
from Milwaukee.
From an out-of-state group. I thought it was an out-of-state group. But
This is the way to do it. Yeah, it's a Milwaukee-based, it's an out-of-state-funded Milwaukee group, Citizens for Responsible Government. Orville Seamer is his name. And what the heck the guy from South Milwaukee's got to do with a guy who lives in Superior is beyond me.
They say that he's trying to stall that mine, so they're saying...
How would they know? The bill didn't get introduced till a week ago. I mean, how long can you stall? A week?
Yeah, do you have a comment on a potential recall of Bob Jelk over this, John Sharpless?
I'm going to hold back on that issue. Sounds pretty. That sounds like a hot issue that I shouldn't take a stand on.
All right, well, we're going to talk about another recall issue coming up a little bit later on this special one-day Tuesday edition of our Friday Week in Review. We'll talk about the recall of potential recall of Governor Scott Walker coming up a little bit later in the program. Coming up next, we are going to be talking about, let's talk about the payroll tax cut extension debate that's going on in Congress today. Republicans want to link its passage to that Keystone Pipeline. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up in our next segment. Time now, though, to update you on our One Day Tuesday efforts. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret. And Rob, how's it going?
Well, we've gotten off to a good start. 11 pledges so far this hour toward our goal of 160 pledges. It's a good start, and we can make it with your help. These hourly goals are really important to make sure that we end One Day Tuesday successfully. A gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know that you can get headlines and sound bites in many other places, but where do you go for in-depth discussion? I hope it's the Ideas Network. Here you don't just get a 20-second clip or a few minutes of back and forth. You get plenty of time to hear our guests and develop ideas and ask your questions. Wisconsin Public Radio is a great source of in-depth information. Your support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes this possible.
And giving could not be easier, either at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We just need your name, your contact info, the amount you want to pledge, and how you'd like to pay it. And you could save some time and money by using a credit card if you can, or better yet, sign up for an automatic sustaining donation from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Give because you care about state, regional, national, and world events. And at Wisconsin Public Radio on this program, you get that information, also commentary and even suggested reading. You get news and information and programs that clear your mind and entertain you. Support the programs that you value at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You are part of Wisconsin Public Radio's community of listeners, maybe have been for a long time, and now you can become part of our community of members, people who loyally support the programs they value. Your contribution of any amount makes you a member, and remember, it's not about how much you can do alone, it's about how much we can all do together. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You have asked for more programming with less on-air fundraising, and that's what we're trying to do here. Instead of several days or a week, we are doing this pledge drive in just one day. So we ask you to do your part. Join in with other Wisconsin Public Radio listeners and help pay for your listening at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're in the midst of holiday shopping, here's a great gift idea. How about a membership to WPR? Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Let us know who the gift is for, and we will send them a letter telling them that they received a WPR gift membership from you. It's a great way to support WPR and to get that holiday shopping out of the way. Do it now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, we have a lucky 13 pledges so far toward our goal on this Tuesday, December the 13th. So won't you help us reach our goal this hour, which will help us reach our overall goal by 7 o'clock tonight. We're done at 7 o'clock tonight, and the goal is 4,000 pledges. That's one day Tuesday for you. Will you do your part? Will you chip in? WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pledge now and also get entered into a drawing for an iPad. Great radio, a chance to win an iPad, a one-day pledge drive, a lot of good reasons to pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, thank you very much, Rob Ferret. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking with John Sharpless, a professor of history at UW-Madison, and also a former a Republican candidate for Congress. Joe Winicky, a former state senator, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Our two guests...
Former Democratic candidate for Congress.
Did I say that?
No, but no, it's true. We ran against each other.
Oh, that's right. You did. I forgot about that.
Kind of. We lost.
We sort of ran against each other. He was running in one primary. I was running in the other. I think there were...
We ran into each other a lot, though.
Yeah. I think half of Madison was running in that.
Who won eventually?
Tammy Baldwin.
There we go.
Joe Musser won on the Republican side.
And did you have debates as ferocious as
The debates were goofy. Yeah. We'd have 10 people in the front of a room, and everybody'd get a half a second to...
You literally, sometimes you had 30-second responses, about your position on Israel.
Well, what's your position, John Sharpless, on this payroll tax cut extension, and the Republicans who in Congress today want to vote on a bill that would link the payroll tax cut with the Keystone Pipeline?
Yeah, they also want to link it with a freeze on salaries and wages
for federal employees
workers as well. Well, first of all, Republicans do this, Democrats do this. For me, actually, Joe, I don't know if I could have handled Congress for this reason. I hate it when they attach all these riders that don't have anything to do with the issue itself to a bill in an attempt to get through unpopular legislation by attaching it to popular legislation. The moratorium on the payroll tax is, I think, a nice idea. Makes everybody feel good. I won't be surprised if the Republicans cave on this. They don't want to, at Christmas time, be the party that raised taxes, although technically it's not a tax raise. It's simply restoring the original payroll tax. I don't think it stimulates the economy. Another $25 a month in people's paycheck, $35, maybe in some cases $75, $100, disappears very quickly. It's not the kind of... increase in the money supply that would really vitalize it. We've already tried this once, and it didn't spark the economy. One observation on the payroll tax, and defenders of Social Security and Medicare like to cover this over, it's the most regressive tax in America. Technically, it applies, I think, to...
First dollar.
The first thousand?
Yeah, first dollar.
First dollar. It is the most regressive tax in America. The poorest of the poor, when they earn a dollar, they already owe the government the payroll tax. I think it's something that people forget about, the Social Security tax.
Joe?
He is right. The most regressive tax in America is the payroll tax. And it is. It's first dollar. It's 6.65%, I think. So for every dollar you earn, you pay. I'm not a huge fan of these types of stimuluses myself. And it costs a lot of money. But I think you're right. I think that at some point somebody's going to blink and it's going to happen. And I guess reluctantly I'm okay with that simply because I believe that our economy is at the brink of starting to take off. And if I'm right, and I'm using my hands, Rob, just like you, I think the economy is coming very close to rebounding. And we don't need a big setback. And even if it is $25 or $50 or $75 out of pocket, that's going to short term, I think, have a negative impact on economic growth. So we probably have to do it. Politically, it's a big election year with the president. I'm sure they will do it. But, you know, this Republican Congress, if it says the three-letter word, TAX, they're against it.
Well, that the president wants to pay for this, Democrats want to pay for this with a surtax on the very wealthy. Is that going to happen, Joe?
Probably not.
That's also... The notion we're going to drive our economy by taxing the rich is just goofy.
This is where John and I disagree.
There's just not enough of them, and they already pay an enormous amount of money. I mean, we can hit them up for a bit more, but at some point, we just simply have to make decisions about our tax structure as a whole, all the way through the ranks. I always, right now, both California and New York are thinking of raising the tax on people over $500,000 one more time. Those two states already tax their wealthy at incredibly high rates. Eventually what happens is what happened to Great Britain when they had very high tax rates on their rich. You drive money overseas. They just figure out ways to put the money elsewhere in the world. And we don't see it. It doesn't get invested here.
This is where I disagree with my good friend, the history professor, is that I personally believe that we have the greatest tax inequality since the Gilded Age. And, that's a century plus ago, where the top 1 or 2% control far greater concentrated wealth than the bottom 80% ever did. And it's getting worse. One of the big problems we have in this society is that our revenue stream continues to decline, yet we do nothing about our expenditure side. So we create big deficits. And at some point, I'm not completely into this populist, let's go soak the rich thing, but I do think we've got to reform our tax code and realize that in a well-educated and enlightened society, the price of government is taxation.
Well, coming up in our next segment, we are going to talk about the latest from the GOP presidential campaign trail. Mitt Romney is saying that he expects a long primary battle with Newt Gingrich. And we'll see if our guests have any predictions on the outcome of this one coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Joy Cardine talking with John Sharpless and Joe Winicky and Rob Ferret, program producer here during this One Day Tuesday.
We've gotten our first 25 pledges now toward our goal of 160 this hour. Thank you if you've already pledged. Now, how about you? It's an ambitious goal this hour. It's an ambitious pledge drive because it's all in one day, but we still need to make the same amount of money to help pay for these programs. So make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, you may not have a life coach or a personal political consultant like John or Joe on hand, but that's okay. When you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you get great advice and information from all kinds of experts and analysts. What's the cost to you? You choose. The Ideas Network is your affordable source for helpful information. It's a great deal because you decide. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with 2 minutes of your time. Just give us your name, your contact info, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. Whether you call or pledge online, we'll keep your personal information safe. We don't share it with other organizations. And remember that when you pledge now, you're entered into the draw drawing for an iPad. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, if you're thinking that your tax dollars to the federal government and to the state already support Wisconsin Public Radio, you're right. They do, and we thank you for that. But for you to get the quality and variety of programs that you're used to on WPR, we also need contributions from individual listeners. Listener support is actually the single biggest piece of our budget pie, meaning we could not do this without your pledges of support. Make a personal contribution to pay for the radio programs that you listen to. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Make your voice heard. Let us know this program is important to you. Vote with your wallet. These are all ways of saying make your pledge right now to Wisconsin Public Radio. Do it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, still 130 pledges for us to make our goal during this hour. Won't you join the many who have made a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, like Robert from Wrightstown, who says, I have listened to and enjoyed Wisconsin Public Radio for so long now, and I'm finally in a financial position where I am able to donate. Thank you, Wisconsin Public Radio, for everything you do. Well, Robert, thank you very much for that pledge. Your pledge goes a long way, and it will help pay for the service for those who can't afford it right now, too. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's a great time to pledge. Robert just gave us some great reasons to pledge. Thank you so much for making that call, or he may have gone online, I'm not sure. You can make your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Remember, it's a one-day pledge drive. There is no tomorrow. This is the last day. It's the last half of the Joy Cardine Show this morning. Make that pledge now. Get entered into the drawing for an iPad, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right. Thank you very much, Rob Ferret. We will hear back from you in just a bit.
Rob's comment that there's no tomorrow is kind of frightening.
There's no tomorrow for this pledge drive.
Better enjoy today, huh, John?
It's it. Rob's predicted the end of the world.
Well, no, that's coming up in 2012, I thought.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have Mayan calendar and all that.
Speaking of 2012, we have, a heated race, especially on the Republican side of the presidential race, and we have a new front runner in the national polls. Newt Gingrich is way ahead of Mitt Romney in some of the polls. Does that surprise you at all, Joe Winicky?
Yeah.
Well, how come?
Newt, he was completely disgraced, resigned from Congress, has become a multi-gazillionaire lobbyist, actually a pretty good author. I've read some of his stuff. He writes quite well, and he's very bright. But I think what it shows is that the Republican Party is not sold on Mitt Romney. He's stuck at 22-23%. He never moves from there. And they're looking for a candidate, and the latest one is Gingrich, and it just appears that Gingrich may be able to carry the day. I mean, the last debate, I think it was Saturday night, he more than held his own, and everybody was attacking him, and I think it just helps him and helps his fundraising, which has been pretty anemic. So I think he's got a good chance of being the nominee.
Do you think he's going to be the nominee, John Sharpless?
I think he has a very good chance. I do think there's an interesting phenomenon of the liberal pundits in the press and on television talk shows are going after him with just tooth and nail. I'm not quite sure why they hate Newt Gingrich so much. I want to restate something Joe said. He's a very bright man. He's quite intelligent. And he's very quick on his feet. He's got many years both on the floor of the House, but also as somebody who's been a public speaker and taught in a classroom. I think he's got all the skills of oratory that it takes to win these debates and win people over. Apparently is he worried about some of his baggage from his marriages and all that sort of thing. He's gone through the mea culpa. He says he's sorry. He found God. It's something that Clinton has done. Jesse Jackson.
Time-honored tradition.
It's part of our national tradition. The guy goes wrong. He says he's sorry. God helps him out, and he finds his way. And I'll give, clearly people are willing to cut Gingrich some slack on that. I'm not so sure, though, on stage in a debate with Obama, he'll be able to pull it off with such dexterity. Oh, the two of them are very bright men. Mm-hmm. Obama will be able to handle him. I don't think he'll be as he won't be able to handle his opponents as he has in this Republican campaign. Romney may still pull it out. Remember, the business community likes Romney. The business Republicans like Romney. It may end up with him in the final analysis if Gingrich's campaign cools over the month.
Who would have an easier time, Joe, beating President Obama, either?
Well, I mean, I think President Obama, and I'm saying this as a Democrat, I mean, I think he should have a tough reelect. I think he can win reelection. I think he will win reelection. But, you know, when it comes down to it, I can't see Newt Romney.
There we go, a new one.
Mitt Romney becoming the nominee, and for three simple reasons. He's wrong on the gut social issues, at least originally, for the Republican Party. He at one time was supportive of the rights of gays and lesbians. He at one time was pro-choice. He was a guy that, tried to say that he was better on gay issues than Teddy Kennedy. Well, that's the flip-flop thing on core issues in the Republican Party just don't work anymore, because the Republican Party that John Sharpless, and I shouldn't use you, but John Sharpless or Tommy Thompson was part of is not the Republican Party of 2011.
No, it's not. I still think about the, I think for some of the reasons people are cool to Romney are some of the reasons why he may pull this out. There's a kind of restrained, aloof demeanor that he has that doesn't create excitement, but also offers a certain level of assurance. This is a man without any stain on his record, happily married, has worked hard all his life. I don't want to call him a self-made man. His father was quite wealthy and very successful in politics. We sometimes forget that. But it's when, you know, I inherited $1 million. It's kind of like Howard Hughes. I inherited $1 million and I made it $50 million. He's a very hardworking man, and he's very focused. All of those things make him boring. It makes him boring. But that may turn out to be exactly when it all comes down to at the convention. The Republicans may pick boring over interesting, lively, funny, which is Mr. Newt Gingrich, because they might anticipate that on the national stage, give me a break, he looks like a president. You know, he looks presidential, but so did Warren Harding.
Well, and, you know, his real first name is Willard. Well, the only president we had even close to that was Millard Fillmore, and he was a flop.
Well, we just real quick.
Can't elect a president.
It looks like this is going to. Mitt Romney, in an interview with Politico, was saying that this is going to go a long time. This is not going to be decided right away. And Wisconsin's primary might actually mean something, Joe Winicky.
Well, I'm no expert on Republican politics, but I would say this. I see Mitt Romney in for a very tough road just based on the calendar. Right now Gingrich is cleaning up in Iowa. If that holds and he wins it, and say Gingrich survives New Hampshire, then they go to South Carolina and Florida, where Gingrich has 25-point leads. And, you know, all of a sudden the momentum is completely on Gingrich's side long before you get to Wisconsin. I really doubt that in either party at any time in April primary in Wisconsin, that this, the way they front load primaries, is going to ever be very matter very much.
I'm less sanguine about the notion that Newt Gingrich is going to sweep through on this thing. I think he clearly has moved into a solid lead, but we've had people who've had leads before in this contest, and clearly Republicans cool. They're a bit a certain kind of Republican that dominates these primaries. Remember, the Republican primaries are dominated by the far right, the Christian right. That may hurt Romney, I will agree, because they're very suspicious of him being a Mormon. I don't think he'll fly well in the South, but if he can make it through the South, in the Midwest and the West, Romney will do well.
And Gingrich is very capable of a big gaffe.
We are going to talk about the recall politics in Wisconsin in our next segment during this special one-day Tuesday edition of The Week in Review, talking with John Sharpless and Joe Winicky. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret now with this update on One-Day Tuesday.
That's right. We're looking for another 120 pledges now in the next 20 minutes to make this hour's goal. These goals are really important to make one-day pledge drives a success and make them an option in the future. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with 2 minutes of your time. Give us your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how much you want to pay. Whether you call or pledge online, we'll keep your personal information safe. We won't share it with any other organizations. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On this program, you hear policymakers and politicos answer questions on a wide array of state, national and international topics, and every Friday we take a look back on the news of the week during the Week in Review. On Mondays on the State Capitol Report with Sean Johnson, we cover legislative sessions, state elections, state politics, budget issues, and more. And every Tuesday, as we'll do in just a little while, we talk money matters with Kevin McKinley. We cover a lot of ground each and every week, and you are part of that as a listener, as a caller, and a contributor. Support this valuable source of information and access to great guests with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is easy. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and a few minutes of your time. Give now to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about all the time you spend listening to WPR in the car. Weekdays, you get news and issues. Weekends, you get laughs and music. You make great use of your time when you listen in the car. You get where you're going, but you also get information and inspiration. Your life is enriched, your time is enjoyable every time you get behind the wheel. WPR is listener-supported. Your gift helps make the quality time you spend with us in the car or anywhere possible. You can drive this pledge drive to success at WPR.org. Make that online pledge or call 888-202-2552.
I love this, that Arlene from Lincoln, Nebraska called in a pledge today or was online. She says, simply exceptional programming. I particularly enjoy Joy, Kathleen, Ben, Larry, and your Saturday and Sunday morning programming. Well, Arlene, thank you so much for that pledge, and I'm glad you're listening in Lincoln, Nebraska.
No kidding, yeah.
And if someone can pledge from Lincoln, Nebraska, you can too at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Arlene makes a great point. You're pledging not just for the shows today. We won't be on the air on Saturday or Sunday asking for your pledge. You're pledging for the whole shebang here at the Ideas Network. Make that pledge now. Support Joy's show, Kathleen's show, Ben's show, all the other weekday programs, Car Talk, Zorba Pastor on Your Health, all the great weekend programming with your pledge now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because it's one of the best mixes that I can find of both highly entertaining and highly useful and informative information. Wisconsin Public Radio really has a great variety in the type of programs they put on. It's very difficult to get bored of listening to WPR. I only used to listen to public radio in the car. I've recently started listening to public radio on online streaming. The variety and quality of the broadcasts are really enough to keep someone, you know, tuning back in for more time and time again. I'm Ben Martin from Minnesota, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for variety and entertainment.
Thank you very much for your pledge. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and we are here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is a big part of why this program is available to you right now. So make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and we have a very special incentive for you to make that pledge.
That's right. When you pledge during this one-day pledge drive, you're entered into a drawing for a brand new spanking iPad of your very own. Well, you can use it for yourself or you can give it away as a gift. I think John or Joe probably have that on their list. You can send it into one of them, whichever one you like better.
Right.
Or maybe you'll want
to... technical for me.
Oh, that's true. But you can use it as a doorstop or a paperweight. Or maybe you can make better use of it. But the important thing there is, with your pledge right now, you get entered into that drawing for an iPad. Make that pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have 115 pledges to go during this hour to reach our goal. And our goals are much higher than usual because this is a one-day pledge drive, one-day Tuesday, an end-of-the-year drive to help get the books in order by the end of the year and to give you an opportunity, one more opportunity to support Wisconsin Public Radio and make an end-of-the-year gift, which could be tax-deductible. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And now we're experimenting here. We're taking chances and we're rolling the dice. We are trying to keep pledge drives shorter. You may remember our pledge drive just a few months ago was a half the time pledge drive.
Yep.
We squeaked by a day or so after it ended, actually, but we made our goal that drive. It was successful. These one-day drives have been successful in the past. To keep doing it this way, to keep these pledge drives really short and spend more time talking about the issues you want to hear about, these drives have to work, and they can only work with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I want to thank Lou from Green Bay. This is a lovely comment. I rely on Wisconsin Public Radio as my primary source of news and information and weekend entertainment. I look forward to hearing hosts and returning guests as they seem as close as old friends. Aww.
That is great. Yeah, so I guess Joe and John, you're old friends for Lou, and
yeah.
Joy is too. Well, but I mean, Lou makes a great point. There is a lot of information. There's a lot of facts and details you get here, but there's a lot of great conversation and I would say companionship with the host, Joy, and all the other hosts on the Ideas Network, with a lot of our regular guests and with all your all the other callers, your Wisconsin neighbors. I think that's worth something. I think you do too, and you can make your pledge to support that now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, Rob, thanks very much. Mm-hmm. We'll hear you on the home stretch. We are talking with Joe Winicky and John Sharpless during this special one-day Tuesday edition of our Week in Review, talking about a number of top stories that are in the news today. And I wanted to talk to you next, Joe and John, about the recall politics in Wisconsin. We yesterday posted online a straw poll, an online poll, just to kind of gauge what candidates our listeners might be interested in seeing run as Democratic challengers to Governor Scott Walker. And we gave listeners an opportunity as well to say whether or not they supported Scott Walker. And interesting results. These are not scientific in the least. They just gauge who decided to go online and vote. We do have that 740 responses, 54% of those voting in this straw poll did say that they were going to support Governor Scott Walker. Then the rest of the voting, and there were many other votes, we were for various Democratic candidates. I would say that the leader in our straw poll getting 236 responses, former U.S. Senator Russ Feingold, the top Democratic challenger in our straw poll. Joe Winicky, your reaction to this poll? I know it doesn't mean a whole lot, but it's a good conversation starter.
Well, it's a straw poll, and it's fairly clear to me that somebody in the Walker campaign realized there was a straw poll, and they sent out to their email list that you're on, so please go support the governor. And that's fair. I mean, that's what straw polls can do. I don't take a lot of credence in them. I think what's more interesting when you do a straw poll are just the comments, not the actual results. And, one thing I'm quite sure of is the results that happen on your straw poll in this case are not the same as what would happen when the recall actually happens. I'm absolutely convinced Scott Walker will be recalled this summer.
Are you absolutely convinced of that, John Sharpless?
Well, it's so hard to judge in Dane County. I mean, this clearly, Dane County is a hotbed of anti-Walker feeling, and so every intersection, between every building on campus, there's a devoted volunteer. I just don't know what it's like out there in the state. I don't know how the petitions are going. I'm sure that as those petitions are filed, the state election board will be under enormous pressure, yes, from the Walker administration to make sure every single one of those signatures is accurate. I was actually asked the other day something I am completely ignorant on. If a signature turns out not to be attached to a true voter and it's rejected, does that reject the whole petition?
No.
It doesn't.
No, the key issue on a petition is actually the circulator. And where you can knock off a whole petition is if the bottom part is wrong.
Okay.
Otherwise, that individual one is gone.
Okay. Yep. I'm still suspicious of whether this recall campaign is going to work. I remember on earlier shows with Joe, I've said that I didn't think the petition, the recall would be successful. I certainly could be wrong on that. My guess is that if it is successful, Walker will lose. I think that what that would suggest is there's an organized base out there that really have decided they don't want Scott Walker in office. If he, the other key thing is when the election is held.
Yes.
And I think that will be very important for both Republicans and Democrats. As to who's going to run, I don't know the Democratic Party right now. I had thought that this was a moment for Ron Kind, who has over the years expressed some interest in running for governor, but apparently not. It doesn't strike me as a Rusk-Feingold kind of office. I think Russ really liked being senator. He likes the idea of being a statesman. He likes being a bit above the fray, a bit distant from the constituency. Governor is a nitty-gritty office. It's not simply policy, it's political power. We got a very powerful governorship in this state, very powerful, thanks to Thompson. And I don't think it's the kind of office, this is just a guess, that Russ Feingold would warm to.
Well, he has said twice, no, I'm not going to run, but there still persists a hope and some who are thinking that maybe he'll change his mind once the petitions are in.
Russ means it. I've known Russ Feingold for 30-some years, and if he says something, it's true. One thing, and this isn't terribly newsworthy, and I'm not speaking for the recall committee, but we are almost there already. The last numbers they have reported were 300,000, but they're way, way, way. I would suspect that in the very near future, you're going to see them have already met their goal. And northern Wisconsin is just wonderful in this. I mean, we've gotten over 30,000 signatures in Eau Claire and Chippewa County.
Huh. Yeah, but there's that angry...
that's a lot.
Joe, there's that angry woman in Stoughton who signed, I think, 4,000 petitions, and she's still signing more.
Well,
there's
those darn Norwegians. By the way, I think a candidate that could catch on yet is Tim Cullen, the state senator.
Well, he is the one who's like the first officially announced, Tim Cullen. He's not in our poll, again, non-scientific. We have John Erpenbach and Dave Obie as the other top vote getters.
Oh, sure. Sure. And I get that. I just think Tim could be, and I like all these guys. I'm just saying, I've known Tim Cullen for 25 years. He is a conciliator, which the state badly needs. He is a businessman. I mean, he was a president of a large insurance company. He was the Senate majority leader. For those worried about collective bargaining, he shepherded through the mediation arbitration law back in the 70s, for better or worse, for my conservative friends. This is a guy with substance.
Mm-hmm. Quick comment on Cullen?
I don't know the man. I've been impressed with his record. As Joe points out, he's always been one of the moderate Democrats.
That might not be a good thing.
Thing. There's a lot of really angry lefty Democrats that are interested here in a populist movement, throw the rascals out.
Oh, by the way, just so you know, because I'm kind of a well-known Democratic partisan, there's a lot of really angry righties right now, too.
We ought to have these two extremes settle things. You know, they should all
gunfight at the concealed carry now. Gunfight at the OK Corral.
Well, I wish that we had more time, but we don't. I want to thank Joe Winicky and John Sharpless for being our guests during this special edition of the Week in Review. I hope you can come back and we'll do a full version soon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was good to be on the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And now Rob Farid is back with the last 5 minutes of the show. And Rob, we have about 100 pledges to make.
That's right. 60 pledges so far this hour. And thank you so much if you've pledged already in this drive or even beforehand. Now it's your turn. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We need to meet this goal, or at least as close as possible, if this one day pledge drive is going to be successful. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember that every pledge during this One Day Tuesday end of the year pledge drive will enter you into this drawing to get an iPad. And if you would like an iPad, if that's on your Christmas list, you can do Wisconsin Public Radio a favor and yourself a favor. It's a gift to both of us with a pledge, and you might get an iPad. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, here's a great comment from Valerie in Burnhamwood who pledged. Valerie says, I hope your One Day Tuesday pledge drive is a success. I know my donation is small, but I figured every little bit helps. Thank you for all of your wonderful programs. Thank you, Valerie, and you are absolutely right. Maybe you can't afford a big, huge pledge. Maybe you think, oh, this isn't enough to make a difference. Wrong. Wrong. Yeah. Every little bit makes a difference. We meet these goals with a little help from a lot of people. You can help us meet our goal and make this one-day pledge drive a success with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pledge because you enjoy the wide variety of topics that you hear discussed on this program. Pledge because you love to hear great guests like Joe Winicky and John Sharpless talking about issues of the day. You enjoy our regular segments like the Week in Review or our Big Question Debate on Wednesday. Do that pledge right now to keep these programs coming to you. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We do count on listener support for about a third of our budget. It's the single biggest part of our budget. We get some help from federal tax dollars and state tax dollars, and we really appreciate that. But when it comes down to it, we really count on you and your support. Make that pledge now, that very important pledge, online at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's one source where you can get in-depth reports. You can get information about things you didn't even know you wanted to know about. It's real people talking about real things. They talk about musicians in Iraq, you know, rock and roll in Iraq, or in Pakistan or in India. There's no other source like this. What we have here is so wonderful, and I don't think a lot of people realize it. I'm John Ink from Wausau, Wisconsin, and I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, and it is my source for a clear view of the world.
I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $50 or $100 or $500. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pledge because you appreciate all the great programming, all the great information, and hey, pledge because of Joy Cardine and the great job she does, all the preparation she puts into the show, how she tackles this huge variety of topics, fun stuff, important stuff, compelling stuff. She is on top of so many different issues and topics. I work with her every darn day, and I'm still amazed at the great job you do, Joy. Make a pledge. Back me up here, people. Pledge because you appreciate the job Joy does each and every weekday morning. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you, Rob. Couldn't do it without the great production from you and Bill Martins and Amanda Magnus and others who help bring these programs to you. And couldn't do it without you and your calls during the program. Now we need a call of a different sort. We want that call with a pledge of support to make One Day Tuesday a success. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Help us meet these goals each and every hour. And remember, when you pledge on this one-day pledge drive, you get entered into the drawing for an iPad. So, I mean, forget about the iPad for a sec. You're pledging because you appreciate great public radio. You get a benefit from your pledge right away. Okay, now let's bring that iPad back in. You might win an iPad, too. How about that? Make a pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Just a minute to go, so do make that pledge now. Join Julie in Sullivan, who says, I am always in awe of the range of topics presented on Wisconsin Public Radio. Always so enlightening. What's really awesome is the response by the listener, Collins. How intelligent, gentle, and caring Wisconsin people are. Isn't that lovely? Well, Julie, thanks for your pledge, and thank you for your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Just a few more seconds to talk now. We It can keep taking pledges on in through the news break. Make your pledge now. This is a one-day drive. Don't put it off. There is no more. There's no pledge drive tomorrow. Got to do it today. Please pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Trying to reach a goal of 4,000 pledges by the end of the day today, 7 o'clock tonight. With your help, we can do it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.